You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Thanks so much for joining me on Treasuring Mothers today. It's Jenny Baxter here with you. Today's guest, Kathleen Cook, leads and inspires women involved in media and entertainment through her nonprofit, The Influence Lab, which is focused on redefining Christian media strategies in the digital age. Living in Hollywood, she's married to Phil and mother to two daughters and two grandchildren. So welcome, Kathleen. Lovely to have you on the show today.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. It's great being here. We're never too busy to spend some time with you and your listeners.
Thanks, Kathleen. We love having you too. Now, in the past, we've talked a little about the internet generation and what our kids are growing up with, having the internet with them all the time. Also, the hashtag MeToo movement, which has had such an impact on so many things. But what do we do to help protect our kids' innocence? That's the big question, I think.
For me, the bottom line is getting kids ready, getting kids in the Word of God, and knowing that they have a rock and an anchor, and they have a strong foundation. I believe that we need to get our parents ready by having them understand that there are promises in the Bible that they can stand on and that they can teach their kids to stand on. I've got a book out called Hope for Today, Stay Connected to God in a Distracted Culture, because we will be in such a distracted culture. And our hope for today really is the Word of God. And then part of that, Jenny, too, is to teach parents and kids that as much as we want to stay out of the world and want to be prepared, that we are in the world. We are going to be in this culture, and we need to prepare our kids how to live in that culture. One of the reasons I believed it was important for me to send my kids to a secular school and not to a Christian school as children was because I wanted to be able to teach them at home about how to live out their faith in the real world. And so I think parents, as much as we sometimes want to take kids out and protect them, that we need to leave them sometimes in these difficult situations, but be right there at their side and be right there preparing them. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. One of the things I know that we've talked about, too, in the past is the misuse of kids that's happening today with sexual abuse, particularly. Some of the things that are the shootings that are happening in America here in our high schools and junior highs and places of work even, where people are totally getting out of control. They're losing it, so to speak. We're starting to see this hopeless generation emerge.
It's very sad, isn't it, to see that abuse of power, really, in terms of the mass shootings in America. It's very distressing for us to watch from a distance, but certainly for you in the middle of it, that must be very difficult.
It really, really is. I've been reading a really interesting book. A friend of mine's sister is Detective Diana Obema's book. She's just come out with a book called Protecting Innocence, How to Discuss Sexual Safety with Children. Again, her name is Diane Obema, and that last name is spelled O-B-B-E-M-A. She was a detective in the Colorado area and was one of the first detectives to go in during one of the first high school shootings we had here in America, the Columbine High School shooting, if you remember years
ago.
Yes,
remember that one.
Horrific. One of the first big shootings we ever had in the United States. And she had to interview the parents, and she was one of the first ones to get on the scene. She's a Christian, and she works very strongly and advocates very strongly with parents to teach them how to be what she calls wise owls, be vigilant at all times, and to observe our kids at all times and to be there for them. She talks about three things that she stresses in this book, and I'll just share those with your listeners real fast.
Sure.
But I would encourage you to get her book. It's called Protecting Innocence, How to Discuss Sexual Safety with Children. She said the three things that she stresses in this book, one is that 93% of sexual abuse are known by the child themselves, and 68% of those people molesting children are usually family members. Those are extremely high statistics and very scary, that kids are living under the roof of many of their perpetrators and abusers themselves. She said, secondly, too, to understand that fear is what keeps kids silent, that they have really an inability in so many times to communicate that fear. They don't even know how to approach the subject. It's embarrassing. It's about intimate things, and the subject is very hard for them. Parents need to create this atmosphere, this way of gently creating times for kids to be able to discuss these things with them. One of those reasons I think that we need to disconnect from our phones and have those silent retreats actually can have those times of conversation. And then parents must also know how to use their fears to help them understand why these things are happening, that it is scary, and to understand and to let them know that, yes, it is a very scary thing, but to help kids learn how to speak the right language in communicating to them their fears, not to run away from them or withdraw from them, and to constantly create these protective environments for them where they can find trust and understanding. Again, I go back to storytelling. So important that we find those right ways of using stories to help communicate to these students and provide that right kind of atmosphere. It's scary to hear, and I'm sure you've heard, Jenny, many times, and your listeners have heard many stories of parents who have had children come to them to tell them about another parent molesting them or another family member molesting them and then turning the other way and doing nothing about it, or even sometimes even worse, accusing them of creating the problem.
Yes.
Those stories are difficult to listen to, and prayer again for these children is so important. Even those people who might be neighbors to these children or teachers, or perhaps they're in some kind of after-school program, that if we can provide those places of caring and understanding and trust where kids can actually open up and begin to talk to us if something like that is happening is so, so important.
Yes, it's part of creating a safe haven at home, isn't it?
It so is.
How you can do that.
The Bible says, you know, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, and that we are to be wise as serpents and gentle and harmless as doves.
Yes, yes, and difficult for those people, and I know a lot of adults who grew up in places where home wasn't a safe haven. It was a place where you were on eggshells all the time, and it was a very difficult situation. So learning how to make your home a safe place is a really critical part of this, isn't it, Kathleen?
Oh, so important. And, you know, I know when my kids were young, too, it seemed like our house was the place where all the other kids in the neighborhood wanted to come and hang out. And I had opportunities to love and protect and guide those children. In fact, believe it or not, I'm even doing that today with young adults. I have a group of young women that are constantly contacting me, and I'm constantly helping and mentoring, even now as young adults, because they didn't have it as children, and they are lacking in understanding and lacking in education and lacking in ability to emotionally walk through life. So even we as older adults can take on a young adult today and guide and help them if we're in a situation where we're able to do that.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I struggle with that particular issue myself with my own children, just knowing that I did grow up in such a different environment without all the social media and without all the internet technology. So it's tempting to feel like I don't have anything to say into their lives. And yet at the same time, I know that I'm the person who is the adult. I am the one with the wisdom. I am the one who can see a different perspective. So getting your head around communicating that sort of information into those young adults is really quite important, isn't it?
It's so, so important, Jenny. We've got to stay up. We've got to be, what, like I said, wise as serpents and gentle and harmless as doves, Matthew 10:16. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and one that we need to hide in our heart and use. And like I said, use.
Yes.
We have to use scripture. Scripture is our lamp and our light in our world. And so important, again, to teach our kids to hide their word in the heart and to lean on scripture to help them and help us even now in helping them.
That's right. And even though it's a very old writing, it's amazing how relevant it is, as you were saying. Old Testament prophets like Isaiah and Jesus talking in Matthew, and even as we've talked before about chips being implanted into people's bodies, which rings of things that we read in Revelation. It's just amazing how the Bible is so current and in context for today.
It certainly is. And, you know, I've been a student of the scriptures most of my life, and every day I find something new that God teaches me in there. I've been particularly, you know, working right now, too, with women who have been marginalized, abused, so not just kids as well, teaching women how they're strong and can stand in the wisdom and understanding of God and that He's there for us 24/7.
Yes, and that's probably a very good place to end. Thank you so much for your time today, Kathleen Cook. It's been great to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Jenny.
My guest on Treasuring Mothers today has been Hollywood media analyst Kathleen Cook, and she's been talking about how to protect our children's innocence. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is Jenny Baxter, and I hope you can join me again next time. Don't forget you can head to treasuringmothers.com if you would like to listen to any more fabulous podcasts. Bye for now.